Like a
If you're
warm
that
blanket
far,
that covers your body. I mean, it just numbs you from everything.
it just makes you
I don't
feel
know.
good.
Even though you're knotted out and probably sleeping, it's just something
Yeah,
that
it
we
just,
like as opiate addicts.
Megan Clark is recovering from what recent studies say is the deadliest dependency, heroin addiction. She's currently in a recovery program given through the Athens County Prosecutor's Office, which administers the injectable drug Vivitrol, used to manage cravings related to addiction. America saw a 248% increase in drug poisoning deaths involving heroin from 2010 to 2014. This is according to a June 2016 National Heroin Threat Assessment Summary conducted by the Drug Enforcement Administration. But according to local experts, addiction is a brain disease, not a failure in morality nor a behavioral problem. Dr. Melinda Ford, who runs an addiction treatment clinic in Athens, says everyone has a normal level of happiness or how many chemicals are running around in their brains.
Once you've messed that up with the drugs, you're going to feel horrible without them, because you feel like everything is just missing.
Reuben Kittle, the division director and felony investigator in the Athens County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, says people don't use drugs with the intention of becoming an addict.
Not one person has ever told me they wanted to be an addict. And this is where it ultimately goes. It's not about having fun. It's not about getting high.
Jason Leach is also in a recovery program at the Athens County Prosecutor's Office. He says at first, you do have a choice.
In the beginning, though, it is something you choose. I mean, the very first time you use, you're not an opiate addict, so you do have your choice.
Jason says after a while, though, you do become dependent on the drugs. Megan and Jason both say they wouldn't be where they are today without the support of the Vivitrol program.
Because I thought I was a lost cause. I just thought I was destined.
If you or someone you know is dealing with heroin addiction, the biggest support is simply being there, according to Jason.
Don't give up on them. I mean, if you give up on them, then they give up on themselves, and then it ain't no good at all.
Reporting for WOUB, I'm Bianca Hillier.